Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Do you need to practice giving short presentations, either for an English examination or at work or university? Are you confident that you could grab your audience's attention right from the start with a memorable introduction? Hi, and welcome to this week's podcast from Splendid Speaking. My name's Pete Travis, and this week I talk with Werner from Germany, who is currently living in Poland. A reminder that you can get a transcript, the words, to current and future podcasts by joining the Splendid Speaking mailing list, a sign-up form for which you'll find on our homepage at www.splendidspeaking.com. In this task, Werner was asked to speak for about 2 minutes on the following subject taken from the IELTS handbook. Talk about a teacher in your life who's been a great influence. Werner was asked to include information about where he met the teacher, what subject the teacher taught, and what was special about the teacher. As with any presentation, it's vital that the speaker grab the attention of the audience straight away. Whether it be an individual examiner in an English exam or a presentation to an audience at work or university. Werner was sent this task an hour before the interview and asked to think about how he could start his talk with a memorable introduction. We used some suggestions from Unit 4 of Splendid Speaking, which looks at how to captivate your audience with an attention-grabbing introduction. Ways of doing this include, for example, starting with a question to the audience, using relevant statistics, or describing a short personal anecdote. Before listening, decide how you would approach a talk like this. Who would you describe, and how could you make your introduction memorable? Then, as you listen to Werner's talk, decide which approach he used to introduce his presentation. Finally, make a note of Werner's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback section. Let's listen to Werner.
Okay, then I'm going to start to tell about my sports teacher, Mr. Postig. Was first day in college in, I think, 1999. Yes, 1999. And after the first lecture during the break, a few guys and I went to Nierschach to celebrate this special day with some beer. And we had about 20 minutes until the next lecture started, so we had to do it quick and drink the beer on the way back from the shop. And as we already reached the college, an old man asked us, he was like standing by the road, he asked us if we were going to drink beer on college territory. And we answered, of course not, we're not stupid. And we'd empty those bottles right now, and so that no teacher would see us, he just laughed and moved on. And then the following lectures were quite boring, but the last thing I tended to attend this day was sports. And guess who his teacher was? It was like the old guy who saw us with the beer. So we'd had quite a funny start with this old fellow. And during the next few months, he became our favorite teacher. Not only because we were playing soccer almost all the time and got good marks from him, but also because he was like a nice guy. He liked to talk and to listen to us. And he was basically the one who suggested me to change college. Because he knew about my further plans, knew that my language abilities are far better than my abilities in math, and I got very bad marks in math back then. And as this is an economical college, you know, your marks in economy and maths are quite essential. So I started thinking that you might be right, and I started looking for another college where, you know, my abilities are better placed than in this college, because I'm really better in languages than in maths or physics. And when I finally found one, I told him about that, and she said, well, yeah, that's the right place for you, boy, go there. And thanks to this decision, I got a very good diploma afterwards, and that's why I can say this teacher has probably influenced my life the most when talking about teachers.
First of all, a big thank you to Werner for agreeing to be recorded. You can comment on his talk at the splendidspeaking.podomatic.com website. Time for some feedback. This was a lovely talk from Werner, who used a personal anecdote to begin his presentation. Your choice of how to start a talk will be determined by the subject matter, and in this context, an anecdote was a great choice to make. Werner included all the information that was asked for, namely where he met the teacher, the subject the teacher taught, and what was special about him, so we can safely say he answered the question. Werner has been studying English for some time and has an extremely good level of fluency. He rarely struggled for vocabulary and made very few mistakes. We'll look at some of those he did make later. As a suggestion, when giving a similar talk in an examination or presentation, Werner could try to slow down a little and use more pauses during his talk in order for the listener to follow the talk as easily as possible. This will also allow Werner to highlight key words or points in his presentation. It would also help him avoid the odd occasion where he seemed to swallow some of his words, such as it in the second sentence, making the words inaudible.
Was first day in college?
As we've already noted, Werner's use of English is very accurate, but can you spot the mistakes in these extracts?
Okay, then I'm gonna start to tell about my sports teacher, Mr. Postig. Okay, then I'm gonna start to tell about my sports teacher, Mr. Postig. A few guys and I went to Nierschach to celebrate. He asked us if we were going to drink beer on college territory. And he was basically the one who suggested me to change college. As this is an economical college.
Did you spot the mistakes?
Okay, then I'm gonna start to tell about my sports teacher, Mr. Postig.
Then I should say, to tell you about my sports teacher. I went to a shop nearby, or a nearby shop.
He asked us if we were going to drink beer on college territory.
Territory is the wrong word here. A better word would be premises.
And he was basically the one who suggested me to change college.
Okay, not suggested me, but suggested that I change, or suggested changing.
As this is an economical college.
The wrong form of the word was used here. It should be economics. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Come back soon for another splendid speaking episode. That's bye from me, Pete Travis. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party. Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university. If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.